Keith Olbermann. Keithy Poo, I see you. It has been a long time since we have talked about America's oldest virgin here on the channel. After spending a couple of decades in the mainstream media where he was a legendary broadcaster on ESPN and a high-profile bloviator responsible for filling the airwaves with toxic mouth farts on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann, he has spent the last 5, maybe even 10 years living in relative obscurity. Rarely does Keithy Poo command the attention of the mainstream. Now, it's not from lack of effort. Keith Olbermann, he often begs for attention, he's just ignored. Today, Keith Olbermann lives a quiet life where he is afraid to leave his apartment dungeon, doesn't want to risk going outside and catching the COVID, and he doesn't want to be exposed to climate change. The month of March, right now, this is a very scary time for Keithy. The flowers are starting to bloom, the weather is warming up. It is a warning sign for Keith to gather his plethora of cats, the only feminine specimen willing to touch him, and run to his safety dungeon to protect himself from the summer weather, which he prefers to call global warming. Now, if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, oh, it's been bad! This week is starting off good for you. Well, Casey, how can you say that? Trump lost the DC primary to Nikki Haley. It was a dominant performance by Saint Nick. Winning the DC primary and having that be the only primary that she has won, that's actually a bad thing for Nikki Haley. All it does is reinforce the narrative that Nikki Haley is one of the others. The week is starting off well for the Trumper. Earlier today, the Supreme Court ruled against the state of Colorado when it comes to removing Donald Trump from the presidential ballot. Now, for those that don't know, a couple of months ago, Colorado, they announced that they had made the unilateral decision to not give their citizens the option to vote for Donald Trump as president. If the ruling had stood, if you live in Colorado and decided to vote in November, your only options would be John Biden, Nikki Haley, or candidate to be named later. Now, obviously, if you are forcing the people of Colorado to choose between those three options, they are going to choose the candidate to be named later. At this point, I can't imagine why anyone would be willing to vote for John Biden. Nikki Haley? Forget about it. I wouldn't vote for Nikki Haley to be lead dump diver in the WNBA dump. Fortunately, though, the people of Colorado, they will not be forced to vote for a candidate to be named later because the Supreme Court overturned their ruling. According to the Supreme Court, states don't have the constitutional right to remove a candidate from the presidential ballot because they personally believe that he organized what the mainstream media calls an insurrection. Now, this decision, it was not a nail-biter. It wasn't something that kept the Supreme Court justices up at night determining whether or not it was constitutional. Of the 9 justices on the Supreme Court, all 9 voted in support of Trump. It was a unanimous decision. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson, my boo, KBJ. Even KBJ decided what the state of Colorado was doing was unconstitutional. Kind of ironic when you think about it. If you showed her a picture of bearded Bob, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she would not be able to determine if Bob was a male birthing person or a female birthing person. When it comes to the difficult task of determining gender, KBJ needs the assistance of a biologist from Woke U to help her properly determine it. Damn these pronouns! This is so difficult! Is she a he? Is he a she? Is they a them? Is them a that? This used to be so simple! She can't determine gender, but when it comes to determining whether it's unconstitutional to remove the lead candidate from the most powerful position in the world from the ballot, Ketanji Brown Jackson had no problem doing the right thing, making the right decision. While normal people were celebrating this small victory, Keith Olbermann, he was stretching out his Twitter fingers in preparation to express his fake outrage. Let me tell you how desperate this insufferable fuck is for attention. Let me tell you how desperate Keith Olbermann is for outside validation. On his Twitter profile, he lists the number of views that his podcast or YouTube channel generated in 2023. Last year, there were 27 million lonely men who spanked their wanker while watching Keith Olbermann have his daily emotional meltdown. Who does that? Who lists their views in their bio? If you want to know how many views this channel gets, you can easily find that information for yourself. I don't need to list my views in my bio to validate myself. But anyway, Keith Olbermann gets on Twitter this morning and he proceeds to have an emotional meltdown. Check it out for yourself. This is outrageous! Orange people should never be allowed to run for president in a civilized society. This is a betrayal to our democracy! Betrayal to democracy? Here we go again with the threats to democracy. That is the foundation of the John Biden campaign. Deacons at Woke United Methodist, they have repeated this point over and over and over. I have a serious question for Keith Olbermann. How is putting Donald Trump on the ballot a threat to democracy? Wouldn't that be an example of democracy? Seems to me a threat to democracy would be individual states, or in the case of Colorado, a group of individual politicians removing someone from the presidential ballot because they don't like orange people. Keith Olbermann, he's also calling for the dissolution of the Supreme Court. Now, if I remember correctly, Keithy Pooh has done that before. Every time the Supreme Court does something that Keithy doesn't like, he calls for it to be dissolved. Now, I don't like Keith Olbermann. I think he's an old, cantankerous, miserable asshole who lives in a constant state of bitterness because he is universally hated by both sides. Normal people, we choose to ignore him. The shit fucks, they used to tolerate him, but Keith Olbermann, he is so delusional, they won't even tolerate him anymore. This dude is so radical. He can't even get a job at MSNBC, the same network that donates woke welfare to Al Sharpton and Joy Reid. That network thinks Keith Olbermann is out of his damn mind. I don't like Keithy Pooh, but that doesn't mean I want his platform to be dissolved. That doesn't mean I want him silenced every time he has an emotional meltdown and cries to Garfield, his emotional support cat. I have never seen someone in the mainstream media destroy their career like Keith Olbermann has destroyed his. Matter of fact, we might have to include him in the Rise and Fall series that we're doing. We did CNN first a couple of weeks ago. Right now, I'm working on the WNBA. Keith Olbermann, he might have to be after that. Let me know in the comment section below if you would be interested in adding Keith Olbermann to the Rise and Fall series. This dude, believe it or not, this dude used to be highly respected. When he was hosting SportsCenter with Dan Patrick, they were the best in the business. ESPN has never been able to recreate the magic that Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann created. Even during his early days at MSNBC, Keith Olbermann maintained his respect. Now, he was politically delusional, I thought anyway, but at least he wasn't out of his mind. Today, Keith Olbermann, he is mentally handicapped. If I was one of his friends, I would be worried about him. Some dude named Gunther Eagleman, he replied to Keithy Pooh on Twitter. Now, according to his bio, Gunther is a political commentator who believes America should be first. Translation? Gunther is a normal person. His response to Keithy Pooh was simple. All Gunther said was, cry more, 9-0. Now, the 9-0 is referencing the unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. Now, that's not much to reply to, right? Most people with a functioning brain, they would see that response and choose to ignore it. Not Keith Olbermann. No, 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 no! Keith, he could not let common sense like that slide. He could not let that go unpunished. Check it out for yourself. Those aren't tears, fascist. It's my urine. I can no longer control my bladder. You are obviously an ageist for making fun of my condition of constant bedwetting. Oh! Here we go again with the accusations of fascism. It's abundantly clear at this point that parishioners and deacons at Woke United Methodist, they have no idea what fascism is. Since Keithy struggles with reading comprehension, I'll do him a favor and explain fascism. In order to have a fascist government, your leader must be a dictator. The ruling party will suppress their political opponents, whether it's throwing them in jail or tying them up in litigation, silencing them. There's all kinds of ways you can suppress your political enemies. Fascist governments, they have a social hierarchy. There's a ruling class and there's a working class. These governments, they also form public-private partnerships. Now, what that means is the government colludes with private companies. For example, let's say a government working with tech companies to prevent the spread of misinformation. There's more to it than that, but that is a basic definition of fascism. So let me ask you something. Which candidate fits that criteria more? The leader of the orange race or the man that calls himself Johnny B. Biden? Going back to that tweet about the piss, or as Keith Olbermann calls it, urine, did anyone catch the point? Did anyone understand what Keith Olbermann was trying to say? I don't get it. I didn't get it. It was completely nonsensical, just like everything else that escapes his facial orifice. If he wasn't such a dunce, I would actually feel bad for Keith Olbermann, but he is, so I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Over the weekend, I caught some shit for saying that Bill Maher is one of us. I guess I wasn't clear with what I meant when I said that. I wasn't talking about Bill Maher being one of us politically. Obviously, that couldn't be further from the truth. What I meant was, Bill Maher is a common sense thinker. Bill Maher isn't a delusional dumbass. He's one of the only people on the left who is willing to speak out against the shit fucks. He's the only one willing to speak out against a lot of this evil. I heard someone say this the other day. I think it was Joe Rogan. It might have been Glenn Beck. I don't know. Anyway, what they said was, right now, this cultural battle in America, it is not a political battle. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's a battle between good and evil. Bill Maher is willing to be on the right side of it. He is against pushing gender-affirming care on kindergartners. He's against puberty blockers for 9-year-olds. He's willing to go against his own political party when it comes to common sense issues. Keith Olbermann is not. All right, the news, it is painfully slow right now. Usually is this time of year, right after the NBA All-Star break and before March Madness in college basketball. So with that being the case, if there's anything that you want me to cover, shoot me an email, btlkc84@gmail.com. Like I said earlier, I'm working on the rise and fall of the WNBA right now. If you have any information that could help, shoot me an email too. But in the meantime, give me your thoughts on Keith Olbermann. He calls for the dissolution of the Supreme Court because they had the audacity to rule that it was unconstitutional to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. Do you think Keith Olbermann really believes the propaganda that he pushes? Sometimes when discussing people in the media, I don't think they believe their own lies, but with Keith Olbermann, I think he is delusional enough to believe it. What about you? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.